Mr. Speaker, I rise today in strong support of H.R. 1460 as amended, the Veterans Entrepreneurial and Benefits Improvement Act of 2003. The Veterans Affairs Committee reported H.R. 1460 unanimously on May 15th as a result of the initiative of Congressman Rick Renzi, who introduced the bill. This bill was introduced following a hearing on the state of veterans employment on February 5th, at which Mr. Renzi highlighted the seriously inadequate performance of federal agencies in reaching out to disabled veteran-owned businesses. Since then, Ranking Member Evans and I have worked closely with Chairman Manzullo and Ranking Member Velasquez of the Small Business Committee with respect to Section 3 of the bill on which the Small Business Committee had jurisdiction. I am pleased that we've been able to formulate language agreeable to both committees, and I want to thank Mr. Manzullo and Ms. Velasquez for their cooperative efforts. Mr. Speaker, disabled American veterans deserve a full opportunity to participate in the economic system that they fought so hard to defend. Section 2 of the bill would make improvements to the veteran and service-connected disabled veteran small business opportunities by authorizing, for the first time, the use of VA education benefits to pay for non-degree, non-credit entrepreneurship courses. These courses are offered by the Small Business Development Centers and the National Veterans Business Development Corporation. Section 3 of the bill has been, if you want to look at it one way, almost 23 years in the making. It contains a disabled veterans contracting preference provision derived from the 1980 White House Conference on Small Business, convened by then President Jimmy Carter. The 1981 consultant report of the SBA Veterans Project and the 1999 report of the Bipartisan Congressional Commission on Service Members and Veterans Transition Assistance made similar type recommendations. This provision, for the first time, would authorize federal agencies to create sole source contracts for disabled veteran-owned and controlled small businesses. It would also furnish federal agencies discretionary authority to restrict contracts to disabled veteran-owned and controlled small businesses if at least two such concerns are qualified to bid on the contract. This is the first time federal contracting officers will have such authority. Section 3 would also create a four-year pilot in the Department of Veterans Affairs. Service disabled veterans-owned and controlled businesses would have the same contracting priority as SBA's 8A program for socially and economically disadvantaged small businesses. For all other federal agencies, service-connected disabled veterans-owned and controlled businesses would be accorded priority to be awarded procurement contracts above the women-owned and hub-zone priorities, but just below 8A priority. In all cases, to be eligible for these procurement preferences, veterans who own and control small businesses would need to have at least a 10% service-connected disability. The federal government, Mr. Speaker, contracts for about $235 billion in goods and services annually. America's sons and daughters who became disabled in their service of the nation will now have some of the same types of contracting preferences accorded to other deserving groups. Section 4 of the bill, Mr. Speaker, would extend VA's specially adapted housing grant to severely disabled service members prior to separation from active duty service. Under current law, an otherwise eligible service member may not apply for home modification assistance until he or she is actually separated from the military or placed on the temporary disabled retirement list. I want to commend Mr. Evans for his leadership in putting together this important provision. Section 5 would reinstate the Department of Veterans Affairs VENDI program, which the VA administratively terminated last January. I want to thank Mr. Evans for joining me in authoring this provision. When a purchaser agrees to buy a foreclosed VA home, VA often offers to finance the sale by establishing a VENDI loan to encourage the prompt sale of the home. VENDI loans are made at market interest rates and often require a down payment. Borrowers are assessed a 2.25% funding fee that is paid in each case. The VENDI loan program is based on sound business principles, and there is an ample body of empirical evidence to suggest that offering VENDI financing is highly cost-effective to the government. In March, for example, of 2002, a Booz Allen Hamilton study found the cost effectiveness of NIDA loan financing. Their report said that the government would save $16 million a year starting in 1999. Finally, in Section 6 of the bill would repeal the existing two-year limitation on accrued benefits so that a veteran survivor may receive the full amount of an award and of benefits and may not be penalized if VA does not process the claim in a timely manner. This section is derived from H.R. 241, legislation that I had introduced earlier this year. Finally, I want to thank especially the good leadership that Mr. Renzi has provided in shaping this legislation. And as always, I want to thank my good friend and colleague, Lane Evans, for his work on this, as well as Mr. Michaud, who is representing the minority in presenting this bill to the floor today, and for his good work as ranking member of the subcommittee. I reserve the balance of my time.